more than anyone in the Clinton administration, I wanted an excuse to eliminate the Saddam Hussein regime. More than anyone, I wanted the World Trade Center attack to be an Iraqi operation, so we could justify reopening the war with Iraq. But there was no good evidence leading to Baghdad's culpability. By 1994, there was a lot of evidence beginning to point to another organization, whose name and outline was still unknown, but which involved a man the CIA kept referring to as terrorist financier Osama bin Laden. 2 months after Ramzi Yousef's arrest on a Sunday afternoon in March, I got the news that there had been a terrible explosion in downtown Oklahoma City. It had terrorism written all over it. But in Oklahoma? I called the White House from Haiti and reached my deputy, Steve Simon, in the Situation Room. He stepped out of a counterterrorism security group meeting to take the call. I felt guilty interrupting the meeting. "Who's chairing the meeting while you're talking to me?" I asked. "Oh, don't worry, it's in good hands," Simon answered dryly. "Bill Clinton's chairing." My only advice was to not assume the bombing in Oklahoma City was by an Arab or Islamic group. It didn't smell right. Hours later, it became clear that the bombing was done by Americans. The president's repeated assurances and speeches after the Oklahoma City bombing did much to comfort a shaken nation, but also to focus it on the problem of terrorism. Clinton decided to seek more legal authority and more money to increase our ability to go on the offensive against terrorism.